thank you for coming to once again talk about education in Jefferson County. You know, I heard this morning there was a another group in town that talked about education, need to improve education, and specifically that we don't lose the diversity goals that we've held in our community. And I wanted to take this morning, first off, to talk about, to clarify this discussion on education, and particularly my discussion on education and the reason we've raised it in the race. You know, about a month ago, the Kentucky Youth Advocates, working with the Annie Casey Foundation, talked about outcomes here in Jefferson County, comparing Jefferson County to the rest, every other county in the state. And when you read the results here in Jefferson County, the fact that with 100,000 students, that unless we make some significant improvements in our school system, 30,000 of those students will not graduate. Almost double the dropout rate in the state of Kentucky. And that is simply not acceptable in our great city. And when you look at reading proficiency, math proficiency, just about every measurement, we're not only pulling down the state of Kentucky scores, but when you compare Louisville to our competitor cities, we're typically in the bottom quartile, the bottom tier, and in at least one important statistic, we are 16th out of 16. We are a greater city than that. And we can accomplish major improvement in this education system by taking a fresh look, a fresh approach, looking at what's worked in our system. And we have some shining examples in our system. But it's time to roll it out throughout the entire system. It's time to look around the country. The school systems have turned around their school system, have dramatically improved their outcomes. That's what we need here in Jefferson County. So it's time to elevate the discussion. It's time that we have excellent schools in Jefferson County. And one particular area that I want to clarify. My goals in education are not to eliminate the diversity goals in this community. My goal is to eliminate the failing schools in the Jefferson County public school system. You know, it's our generation's responsibility to our children to make sure that they have the skills and the education so that they can achieve the maximum possible in their life. But when we have 30,000 students that unless we make changes won't graduate, when we hear statistics that only 31% of our children are prepared to go on to post-secondary education, it's time for a change. And the mayor's position is the perfect position to pull the entire community together. And it needs to be a full community effort. We need to pull the civic community and the education community and the business community because it's going to take additional resources from Frankfurt, additional resources from the business community, civic community, foundations, because if we want to cut class sizes in half for at-risk youth, if that ends up being one of the goals in a new plan, that's going to take resources. If we want to provide merit pay for experienced teachers so that they will teach in our failing schools, again, one of the top three problems we have is inexperienced teachers in failing schools. If merit pay is going to make the difference there, that's going to take resources. And who's in a better position to help provide those resources from Frankfurt or from the community than the mayor? So I welcome this discussion on education. It needs to be one of our top 10 goals for the next 4 years that we make dramatic improvement, not so much for us, but for our children and the future of our community. How can a community be successful in job attraction unless we have an excellent education system in every school? That has to be our goal, and we need to make dramatic changes and improvements to see that we bring that about. You know, in the primary season this year, you get to know a lot of people on the campaign trail. You get to know them well. And probably, I think I've been to 50 mayoral forums and 30 of those were in the primary, and you spend a lot of time with other candidates that have a heart for this community, a heart for us moving forward. Two of those candidates are here with us today that have jumped into this campaign, Tyler Allen and Shannon White, and I saw their passion on the campaign trail. In the education area, there was a candidate that had tremendous passion for improving the outcomes in our public school system. I heard her talk about it. It's on her heart. And today, I welcome Lisa Moxley into this campaign. I'm thankful for her support, her active support, and I know that together we can help bring about major change, major improvement in the outcomes in the Jefferson County public school system. And with that, Lisa, thank you for being here. And I welcome you into the campaign. Okay, let's see.
Well, thank you so much, Hal, for that introduction, and thank you, Tyler and Shannon, for being here, and to all of you. You know, when I ran for mayor this spring, one of the things I was really excited about was the opportunity that it presented for leaders and the community to come together for the first time in decades to decide what kind of a city we wanted to have going forward and to deliberately chart a course for that together. And several of us talked specifically about the need for 21st century strategies and solutions to address some of the challenges that we face going forward. And nowhere is the need for modern solutions more apparent or more urgent than in the area of education. We're here in West Louisville, where I grew up, just yards from where we stand now. And even though I grew up here, I didn't go to school in this area, because at that time, 20 years ago, my parents felt that my best opportunities to learn and to grow into my full potential were not going to be realized here. So they decided to send my brothers and me to different schools. Unfortunately, in 2010, we are still talking about the fact that some of Kentucky's lowest performing schools are located here in West Louisville. And we know that there are great efforts underway to turn the schools around, and changes have been made in some places, and that is all great. But we also know that it's going to take a lot of sustained effort and real leadership to bring in the best ideas and the best resources so that our kids will see real results. I'm standing here today because I want the children in this community and in communities like it across the city to have a fair opportunity for a quality education. Hal Heiner has demonstrated courage and real leadership in his willingness to challenge the conventional wisdom on education and invite an honest dialogue with the community about what's best for our kids now and for our city moving forward. Hal understands that educating our children is not only a moral issue, but an economic issue, both in terms of impacting the earning potential and economic empowerment of this neighborhood, but also in our ability to attract quality jobs to the city so that all Louisville families have a chance to prosper. I believe Hal is committed and prepared to do the hard work of day-to-day governing to get the job done, and that's why I'm supporting his candidacy for mayor. Thank you.
Very nice.
Lisa, how did it come about? Did you contact Hal, or did he call you? How did this all happen?
Well, you know, as Hal mentioned, we talked a lot, saw each other on the campaign trail, and was listening a lot to what everybody had to say. And we decided to come together, and I talked to Greg and to Hal earlier. And out of those discussions, followed up with Hal and wanted to hear more about what he had planned for the city, and decided to make a decision to go in his direction.
Curious about the other, could I ask each of you, and Lisa, you first, about, there's been a lot said about what we addressed before in terms of the mayor's role in all of this. Is it appropriate for a mayoral candidate to not talk about education in general, but to interject himself into, you know, kind of the JCPS board's decision on a student assignment?
I think it's absolutely appropriate for the mayor to take a leadership role for issues that impact the city. And this is a city, this is an issue that impacts the city. It impacts the families and the communities and the people who live here. And the mayor has a lot to do with the kinds of resources that can be brought to bear on these issues. And so, yes, I think it takes a lot of courage to do it. I think it's absolutely appropriate to do it.
And I would agree with that as well. I would agree with that as well. I think that it takes real courage and a real commitment to stand up and start this conversation. And his opponent might say that he doesn't have anything to do with this decision, but we as a community have to come together to be sure that education is a priority in this city. And I think that it's very important that the mayor stand up and take a stand on this issue.
I agree completely. During the primary, I think all of us heard from citizens all over the city. They came and specifically asked the candidates for mayor what were our plans. Either that meant they felt like their voices weren't being heard or something. And so the role of mayor of this metro government is, in fact, to listen to all the people and to do whatever he or she can to move this community forward. So I think it's very appropriate we talk about it.
Is that that a step in the right direction in your view? And then is that in some form of vindication in terms of your position on this issue?
My focus is a comprehensive look at education, not simply the student assignment plan. I think that's an area when you have a child on the bus 3 hours a day, it's just wrong. And, you know, I had a meeting here recently with Reverend Frank Smith and the Interfaith Ministerial Coalition to talk about, and I will say their goals are the same as my goals, that the outcomes are simply not acceptable in this community. You know, it's anytime that the school system moves forward trying to improve the system, that's a good step. But what we need is a comprehensive relook about how we go about education in this community, determine what resources are necessary to get there, and then get about the business of improving these schools. We have no time to waste in that regard. So I'm glad to see a first small step. But that's really not my focus is on the fact that the number of failing schools we have in this community, and really a sort of a high altitude, let's see what's worked around the country. Let's see, we have some great examples here in Louisville. And how can we roll out those successes to the other schools?
But your commercial does say that it's time to end the student assignment plan. You don't say that in the narrative portion, but text on the screen clearly says that in your commercial.
Yeah, well, I think the current, I mean, we have the head of the JCPS school board saying that is a troubled school assignment plan, and it has taken the focus off of education. So it is a troubled plan. It's time to come up with a new plan overall for education. Obviously, some of that includes the time children spend on the bus. But we need to have excellent schools throughout the entire community, and although you see some progress at, you know, one spot or another spot, with the size of our system, we need to roll out improvements across the entire system, and we have no time to waste.
And Greg has said that he'll work to unite people rather than blowing up the system. Did you respond to that?
Yeah. I am working to pull the community together to make major improvements in education. That's my focus. I think the mayor, as the position of mayor in this community, has the best ability to pull people together, whether it's Frankfurt resources, business resources, and there's a lot of business interest and foundation interest in this community. If we came together with a plan to dramatically improve our schools throughout our community, I think people would be jumping in. And from the mayor's position is in the best position to pull people together. And, you know, I differ, with my opponent in this regard. I think it is the mayor's responsibility to lead, to make dramatic improvement. We've gone too long without dramatic improvement. We've accepted the status quo with some minor changes, improvements here and there. It's time for a complete relook. Also, nationally, sort of relooking at education. Louisville needs to jump in and be a leader on how we go about education to improve the outcomes. Dr. Berman and I met, I guess it's within the last probably 60, 90 days ago, to talk about JCPS, where I talked about a closer relationship with the school system, closer relationship at board meetings and his board meetings and our board meetings, that we could have joint appearances because so much of what the city does is directly related to the school system. You know, my goal here is not to point fingers my goal is for this system to move forward, and the best way for it to move forward, the quickest, is as an entire community that we pull together to do that, to encourage them to move faster and bring the resources to allow it to happen.
Did you express to him your concerns about the busing plan at that time?
Yeah, we talked about bus ride, bus ride length, but really beyond that, didn't get into, you know, specifics.
So as I understand it, your administration would help pull together business, civic interest, try to get additional funding to the district. What else would you do?
Well, step one is we need to have a plan on how we're going to improve education. From a foundational support standpoint or a business support, they want to see a plan that's been rooted in success, either here in schools in Louisville that have turned around, like J.B. Atkinson, amazing story there. And some of the goals here with the new principal here at Shawnee, you know, their goals, that's a starting point. But we need a plan for the entire school system that's rooted in the success both here in Louisville and in other communities that have taken a fresh look. Then we will pull the resources in from the business community, civic community, foundations, because we'll have a plan that's a bold plan for improvement for the children in our community. And that's our responsibility as leaders in the community.
And what role would the administration have in creating that plan?
The role would be the encouragement to get moving on a new plan for education. Obviously the educators will take the lead, but to bring in, whether it's the resources to bring in people from other communities that have achieved success, the ultimate responsibility for preparing the plan will be the educators. But we need the business community saying, this is the kind of outcomes we want to use parts of this plan that have demonstrated outcomes in other communities or even right here in Louisville, using shining stars here, and what does it take to roll those ideas out across the community. Ultimately, JCPS, will write the plan, but from a leadership standpoint, to get this process started and get the community behind it in an encouragement mode, that we know we can do better here in Louisville, and the time to start is now. And it will be one of my top 10 goals for the next 4 years, is improvements in the education system in Jefferson County.
Do you have any sense on how much money is needed to get that process going?
Without a plan, that's a hard question to answer. But the first step is we need a comprehensive plan to change the outcomes in Jefferson County. Being a bottom tier school in our 16 competitor cities is not acceptable. Well, I think that's actually maybe prohibited by the state constitution, but certainly from an encouragement standpoint, helping to pull people together. And the mayor's office, the leaders in this community, political leaders, are in a position to shine the light on a need and encourage groups to jump in, to talk about the importance of the need, and help to fundraise, bring the resources in to accomplish this. Another important part is there are other school systems that I think may share the need for resources that we have in other urban areas. And I hope to build an urban coalition, so when we go to Frankfort, where we have shared goals, shared needs, that we can make the case for funding for special programs to turn around the Jefferson County school system.
Now, by virtue of mentioning neighborhood schools, in addition to magnets and keeping a student assignment plan, in the long run, do you think that your vision for schools in Jefferson County would cost more than the current budget of Jefferson County Public Schools?
I think it will. One of the tremendous advances at J.B. Atkinson is due to cutting class size. So that will require hiring some additional teachers. I mean, they've cut class size by 20%, and for at-risk youth, they cut it to 50% to try to bring those children to move ahead. And that will require additional resources. The way they've handled some of those resources, the principal there, Dr. Hensley, has gone out to the business sector to raise some of those funds for education for the teachers. He's brought in U of L master's education program into the school. Classes are taught at a master's level in the school to keep the focus on skill advancement for the teachers in that school. He's brought in summer school, 4 weeks of free summer school taught by real teachers to prevent regression over the summer, but actually provide advancement for the kids that need that advancement. How does he pay for that? He went out to the business sector, said, here's the plan. It's demonstrated results. We've done it at that school and maybe a couple of other schools, but this is a large system. And it's time we take those ideas that have worked here in Louisville, have worked well, and around the country, ideas that have worked well, come up with a new plan for education. There probably will be a price tag for that, but I can tell you, talking to businesses in this community, foundations, there's a desire for improved schools here in Jefferson County. We're a great city, and we need a great school system. And now's the time to focus on that, and over the next 4 years, make significant advances. That's our responsibility as adults in this community to our children, to help provide a future for them.
And finally, one of the speakers this morning said she thought you were using the race card in your commercial by talking about ending this student assignment plan. If in fact people are hearing that, do you regret any kind of implication, even if it wasn't intentional on your part, that people might think that you're trying to play the race card?
Well, if you listen, we were careful when we crafted that commercial to make sure that it wasn't wasn't about race, that it was about, in fact, it says in there, the diversity goals are important in this community, but what we're doing is not working. And I do know when a child's on the bus for 3 hours a day, that's wrong. It just shouldn't be part of any kind of plan. But what we need is a high altitude relook at education and eliminate failing schools in this community. I've been clear from day one that I embrace the diversity goals in this community. That needs to be part of the ultimate plan. But I also embrace what Dr. Berman said, and he said we need to achieve that diversity by incentive, not by mandate. So whether it takes what the parents are calling for, more magnet schools, more traditional schools, improving schools in every area of this community, that's how we provide better education. And the 3 hour bus rides need to be an item of the past.
The 3 hour bus rides aren't the average. I think the average is 60 minutes or 70 minutes. What's an acceptable average time for kids to be on the bus?
Yeah.
You know,
when I think about children, I don't think about averages. That's not what's important. What's important is each child. And, you know, I don't have the answer for you, you know, whether it's, you know, 47 minutes or, you know, that's not the important part. I know 3 hours is too long. It does matter. It does matter to those children. If you say, well, that's only a small, it's only a small percentage of the children. It matters to those children. It takes away their freedom and spends it on transportation where they could be involved in something that's helps them advance academically. So averages don't matter in this case. What matters is that we don't have children 3 hours on the bus. And if there's one child, it's one too many.
I think
transportation is always going to be part of it. Certainly we want to enhance our magnet school programs, and a parent that says, you know what, I want my child to be at the aviation magnet school. Well, transportation, we need to provide that transportation across the community. So transportation is always going to be part of the system. But a mandated system that has poor outcomes is not acceptable in this community, and we need to come up with a new way. All right. Well, thank you very much for being here today, and I appreciate everyone's interest here in better education in Jefferson County. And thank you to Lisa.
Thank you.